Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Looking right all the way. There's Thielen. His first catch is a touchdown.
That was in last week's game against New England. Adam Thielen joins us right now on WCCO, brought to you by the Thielen Foundation and Advanced Spine and Pain Clinics of Minnesota. Adam, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
Oh, well, good. 100%?
I'm getting there, yeah. It's, you know, this time of the season, you're just you're trying to get as close to 100% as possible. But, no, I feel really good and just trying to keep it that way.
Well, of course, not that you care about this, but 98 catches, my friend. Two more and you got 100. Will you keep the game ball or anything, or does that not really cross your mind at all?
No. There's, you know, for me right now, I'm just trying to help this team win games, and getting to 100 catches isn't necessarily helping my team win games. So, like I said, my focus is to try to be the best player I can be on Sunday or Monday in this case, and let everything else just kind of play itself out.
Hey, you're going out early, I hear, huh?
Yeah, we leave tomorrow. We'll get out there a little early. We usually do that when we go to the West Coast, and I think it's good, you know, get there early and get adjusted to the time change. And then, obviously, with it being a Monday night game, it's going to be a little bit different for us. So I think it's good, and we'll take advantage of it.
Does that noise level, and you'll hear it big. Of course, you hear it here, but it's you're in the home stadium. Seattle's supposed to be quite crazy for visiting teams.
Yeah, I think I'm going a little bit deaf from practice this week because we've had the speakers up so loud trying to get used to it. But, no, yeah, it's you know, we played there in the preseason a couple times, and it was probably one of the loudest environments I've been in, and that was a preseason game. The stakes are pretty high in this game, and I'm sure the crowd will be out there in full force. So I'm sure it'll be pretty crazy. But that's what you want. That's exciting. That's what you want. You want to be in a big game and in a really good atmosphere.
Any takeaways from last weekend's loss to New England that you could use to your advantage?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things we could take away from that game. I think there's a lot of things from, you know, maybe from a self-evaluation process that you can go look at and say, did I give everything I got? Did I do everything I could to help this team win games? And I think that's the kind of the mindset you have to go into every week. You have to make sure that you're preparing like you haven't before, and you have the right mindset to go out there and play your best football.
How'd that game-time conversation with Bill Belichick happen?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of heat-of-the-moment type deal. And it really wasn't necessarily with Bill. It was more just frustrated with the situation and, you know, somebody going down to maybe provide them more time to challenge it. But looking back at it, wish I wouldn't have done it and just, you know, worried about my job. My job is to play at a high level and on the field and not worry about the outside circumstances.
He was pretty complimentary to you after the game too. I was waiting for the what he had to say, and it was he talked about how what a great competitor you are.
Yeah, no, he obviously I have a lot of respect for him and that organization, so definitely didn't mean any disrespect by saying a few words, but you know, it's football. You're gonna be it's competitive, and in those situations you sometimes it's tough to keep your cool, but you have to.
What about Seattle's defense and their secondary? Now, they had some changes over there, but they're on a hot streak right now.
Yeah, they're playing really well. I think, you know, as a team, they're playing really, you know, pretty really well together, and they're starting to figure out the new guys and the new pieces to their defense and their offense. And like I said, they're on a hot streak, and they're playing really good football. You know, for us, we have to get it going and get some momentum because this is a team that if they get out in front of you, they're really, really good, and they're really tough to beat.
I got to say, your Minnesota State team, man, they gave everybody a heart attack, but they won that game over the weekend.
I know. I was stressing out pretty good on the plane. I watched the first half, then got on the plane, couldn't get it, and obviously had to find out the final score once we landed. But, yeah, so proud of them. You know, I think that's happened probably four or five games this season that they've come back in that fashion and won late in the game. So it just says a lot about their character, their mindset, and, you know, hopefully they can continue to do that.
Yeah, you'll probably miss the game tomorrow again, but they're hosting the number two team in the country.
Yeah, I guess it's the first ever meeting between them and Ferris State. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to get to watch that game on the internet. So, because it's going to be an exciting game. And it's a huge game for Mankato. You know, they've been successful in years past and gone a long ways. But it's time for them to take that next step.
Hey, how's Kirk Cousins doing? Did you have a good week of practice? Is he feeling pretty good? Is he healthy?
He did, yes. He, you know, he's one of those guys that he brings it every week, and he's a great guy to have in your locker room because it doesn't matter what happened the week before, good or bad, he's going to be out there giving everything he's got and just trying to prepare and do whatever you can to help this team win games, and that's what you want in a leader.
You and Diggsy seem to have a special relationship on that team.
Yeah, you know, he's a special guy. He's a special person to me just because of all he's done for me and the way that he goes about his business, his mindset day in and day out. I learn a lot from him and learn a lot about, you know, the way he takes care of his business and the way he runs routes and plays the game. I've learned a lot from and can appreciate that.
Yeah, now a chance to play against Russell Wilson, man. There's a guy that's having a heck of a year, too.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player, and he's been a heck of a player since he came in this league. And, you know, his story's pretty crazy and to get the opportunities he got and make the most of his really impressive, and he's a guy that obviously we played before that he's never out of games, and he keeps his team with opportunities to win every game.
Yeah, well, you two are similar. Good baseball players, good football players, good basketball players, so it's nice to see that all those multiple sports seem to help you, Adam.
Yeah, I think you know, I talked about that a lot, is how important I think it is to play other sports as a child and just kind of be able to learn how to do different things, different movements and different skills and really can help you in all your other sports.
Now, most importantly, before I let you go and get on the plane and get out to Seattle and get a win for us out there, what does Asher want for Christmas?
I think he wants, was talking about a new golf set. He wants some new golf clubs. So might have to hook him up with some golf clubs. We'll see. Maybe a little bike or something like that. We never know.
Yeah, well, that golf clubs is a great way. How old were you when you got them? Because you turned into a good golfer too.
Yeah, I probably wasn't as young as he is swinging the golf club, but I was probably about 4 or 5. But trying to get him going early, and I mean, he loves to do it. We do it a lot in the basement, so it'll be fun.
All right, well, Adam, have a great game out in Seattle on Monday night. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
All right, I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.